Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Many radio programs are called face-to-face because radio is intimate and personal. You and me. My voice with you. But the truth is, you don't really need to know what my face is like to hear this. Face-to-face used to mean being in the same room, talking to someone directly, seeing them and facing them as they face you. It is a reference to communication that wasn't by phone, text, email, letter, or even radio. In these weeks, the ELC pastors are meeting to discuss the future church order, and it was pointed out that we were having a face-to-face meeting. Except, we were all online. The term, it seems, has expanded, and faces remain important, but the location less so. In trying to describe the current worship situation in these pandemic times, I have used the terms in person and online. I assume everybody understands the distinction I am making relates to geography, even though people online are still in their person when they worship. We have new experiences, and our vocabulary is changing, brought about by our current technology and accelerated by a pandemic. I think what we are facing are new versions of masks, except that these masks are our faces on screens and possibly in front of a wide range of digital backgrounds. Masks have a wide range of uses, from entertainment to magical, religious or spiritual purposes, and for cultural, gender or practical reasons, and we understand these uses. In fact, we need not be that interested in the person behind the mask because we are looking at the mask for entertainment or for a task or because we accept the cultural reason. But someone, somewhere, will be interested in that person behind the mask, will want to see their face. When it comes to screens today, I suppose the question we might ask is, are people seeing our face or a mask? We want to see faces because they are such a key part of our relationships. At every divine service, the pastor says in the Aaronic blessing, "The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you." Yet we don't see God, and the pastor's face is hardly a good substitute. Unless the words are empty, they must mean something. For Christians, they point particularly to Jesus, the image of the invisible God, who said, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." And the disciples struggled for all their time with Jesus to understand him. And it was only by the light of an empty tomb that the crucified man made sense. But by then, he was coming and going, as on the road to Emmaus, in the lodging afterwards, in the locked room, and finally, he ascended. And the disciples were not in despair, for wherever they went, Jesus was with them. A truth for all disciples of Jesus. Luke records in his second letter, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." To see God, one must meet Jesus. And yes, the fullness of God dwells bodily in Jesus. And so when Jesus talks about words, water, bread and wine, they then also become more than what we see and hear. As we, with our technology, expand our thoughts about human presence, faces, being together, while still desiring personal contact, perhaps we might consider God and his technology, and how Christmas, the incarnation, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Jesus, and words, water, bread and wine, offer personal contact with people, no matter where or when they live. Yes, it is a mystery, but it is also the truth, and it is real. God in Jesus has reconciled the world to himself, and Jesus reveals to us the glorious face of God. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for watching over us, making your face shine upon us, blessing us, and being gracious to us. And as we go about today with all the things before us, help us to be a blessing and to be gracious to those who see our face. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.